Five, Rally of the Lakes in Killarney in a row, Callum. You won last week, obviously, back down in County Kerry. Five consecutive ones, equaling the record of Bertie Fisher. You had a couple of days to digest that. That's a phenomenal achievement, Callum.
Aye, it is. It is, Oisin. I suppose it's, you probably don't think of the records when you're competing. You're always looking for the next rally, but, aye, it's brilliant. Look, that record's been held, I think, since it got its fifth consecutive one, I think it was in 94. So I was only born in 94. So it's been a long time for that record to be matched. So, it was brilliant. It was a brilliant, to get it. But it's probably even a bit more special too for the likes of Noel. It sits to me. He's a Killarney man. And I think it was, Paul Nagle was the first Killarney navigator, before me, or before Noel, to win the rally with Craig Breen, and then after that it was Noel winning it for like the 5 years. So it's great to see a Killarney man win it, and as well Noel's family's big into the rally. His dad's done it, I think maybe even 40 plus years he's been doing it. He's a big supporter of it, so no, it was good. It was special for them, special now to get that ticked off for him as well. It's always a great event. It's a great event.
And listen, it's a great record to have as well. But you didn't have it all your own way. Eddie Doherty was given the full of it to you, so he was.
He definitely was. He wasn't hanging about, that's for sure. I think when we came into the weekend, we thought that was the event Eddie will be pushing on. He was always strong last year too in some of the stages. And then obviously this year, I think he put a big effort in to be competitive this year, as he mentioned. So, no, look, it was good. He definitely lifted his pace up a right bit since the last day out. So it's good, but too, for the championship as well, Oisin, as you know, it's, I think there was three different winners up to that point. He was probably looking to make it four different winners in the four rounds. So, it was very close to it. Thankfully for us, we held on for it.
And you sort of laid down the marker on Sunday in the first time up Moyles Gap. You like that stage, don't you?
I do. I think it's sort of getting to a bit of a racetrack stage, that one. Everybody's got their onboard from previous years, and it doesn't change that much, only maybe a few chicanes added in here and there. But, it's just... now our second pass up it now, to be honest, now it was pretty quick. I thought I wouldn't want to be going much harder. It's always, you're going hard when Noel says, jeepers, he says you were going pretty hard on it. So, when he's saying that, it must be going quick enough. So,
yeah,
hard man to please sometimes.
Listen, you certainly were going hard up the gap, that's for sure. But so, Callum, that win was your second in the championship, and you now move to the head of the standings as you head, of course, obviously for the next round, which we'll be talking about in just a few moments. So 2-1s in the Tarmac series, but you've also been dipping into the ERC this year, the European Rally Championship. You were away a number of weeks ago. What was that experience for you like?
Yeah, it was a good experience. I always wanted to try and compete at a European level as well, try and push myself. It was definitely a challenge, but a great event. It was definitely a bit of getting used to, was set up wise when we went out there. Probably a wee bit of naivety in my own part. We probably went out and only did a quick organiser's test on the Tuesday, which the road was quite not so representative of the rally, but no, look, we got round it, made some improvements throughout the weekend, and yeah, we got to the finish and got some points on the board for that as well. So, no, it was good. It was good. Enjoyed the rally. It was nice, actually a lovely part of the country. So it was up in the mountains in Cordoba. Yeah. It was about an hour and 45 minutes outside Malaga. So, no, it was a nice rally. Nice rally. And hopefully we should... Hopefully, get to try a few more of them out before the end of the year. Yeah.
So it's in your schedule, I take it. You do want to go back to the European level this year?
I do, yeah. Hopefully, we should be... our priority was obviously to do Killarney and Donegal this year. And it was to do more European, but we got kind of sucked into that Tarmac Championship, as I say, after the one in Galway. But Yeah, look, we plan to hopefully go to Rome now, which is in July, which will be after Donegal. So hopefully all been well. And yeah, the car's all in good shape after Donegal and stuff. So we'll hopefully go on to there. All been well.
Yeah, entries actually for Donegal close today. You have your entry in, don't you?
I had to just send Susan a text one day just to make sure she got the payment. So, no, it seems to be all good. So, right. Ready to rock.
You're not going to surprise us this year by any change of cars, because you've done that a couple of years ago. So, you did all of a sudden, you just landed with a Fabia. There's nothing planned for this year, is there? You're sticking to what you have.
No, definitely not. I wouldn't want to be rushing something like that again. That was pretty last minute. I think it was, we were still testing. The testing option of a Polo and a Skoda on the, I think it was the Wednesday or the Thursday night before it. And yeah, no, I didn't want to be doing that again. So yeah. No, it'll be the same car. The Skoda will be again.
That's been very good, yeah. D. Callum. So now you're heading into Donegal. You emulated Manus Kelly, Cahill Curley, Billy Coleman, Andrew Nesbitt, who all won 3 in a row Donegal International Rallies. That's what you achieved last year. This year, you're looking to become the first man to do 4 in a row. I like talking about records, you don't. But what's your feeling now coming into to 2026, Callum? And obviously, it has to be good for yourself and Noel off the back of winning Killarney, which has been really, really good prep for it.
Yeah, exactly. Look, it's always been good the last couple of years of winning Killarney, because it's quite similar. It's quite high grip in places, and it's usually quite high speed, everything you'll get in Donegal in the June weekend. So it's always good prep, but yeah, as you know, and as everybody else knows, the pace in Donegal just gets that wee bit sharper. There's usually somebody that comes out of the woodwork, whether he's in the championship or outside the championship, to push for wins. And yeah, look, I know everybody wants to get points in the tarmac championship, but yeah, I always want to try and to win the rally, regardless of that. And we'll just try our best again. There's no doubt about that. We'll definitely try and put our best foot forward. And with Adam and stuff, we'll get the car prepped as best we can, as we always do. And yeah, see what we can do in the weekend. But it's a long weekend. It's a long weekend, as you know. It's 3 days. It's a lot can happen in them. But it's getting faster and faster too. It's nearly flat out from the word go. There's no real pacing yourself in Donegal. It's as fast as you go, and how long can you keep it going for, more or less now, I think it's turning into.
You're not going to get too excited about it anyway, but like on reflection, last year, Callum, the Saturday afternoon loop, the last loop in particular, coming outside Rathmullen and Milford, everybody was biting at you. They were all biting at you, but then they all started to fall, and it was a prime example of that you have to do your own race in your own car and try and keep the noise out what's going on around you. Is that right?
It is, to be fair. Look, it was probably, last year was probably the most chuffed about me, the one in Donegal last year. As you say, there was a lot of guys there that was looking for a strong result and fighting for the podiums and that first place. So, no, it was good. As I say, I think after the first or second stage, or we were leading, and then we just had to try and hold on to it throughout the weekend, which, yeah, that went well. But as you say too, you need to block out the noise over the rally weekend and just do your own thing and keep the head down and keep focusing on the next stage. I suppose it's the easiest way to do it. And as you say too, try and not get too excited about it too, because that can get in the way as well.
The fact too, on Friday, there's a big change. There's a big shift coming on the Friday here this year. They're heading down to the west of the county, down to Lexigador and Fulcara, into stages that not a lot of people know. Now, there probably was bits used in a harvest along the way, but it's a very, very long time since they were used in an international. So it's going to make that day a lot more, the opening day a lot more interesting, is it?
Yeah, it does. Look, it's good what they do in Donegal, to be fair. They always try and change up the Friday, which I think it is a good job. But yeah, they always have great stages on wherever they go, if they go down a Shone Peninsula or if they go down that way, which I don't think we have been down that way. I think somebody mentioned maybe it was 2006 or 2005 or something the last time them stages were them used. So it's before my time when I started rallying.
You were only 10.
No, look, I was only 10. I was only a cub. So yeah, look, it's always good. Look, new stages, I think it is good to shake it up a bit. Definitely for new guys coming to the event as well. It's always good for new stages to kind of make it a bit more equal, a bit more fair, you know. But no, look, it'll be good. We'll definitely welcome it. We'll definitely look forward to it.
Yeah. And listen, we look forward to Donegal as well, and we look forward to you and Noel heading up the field with number one in the door, and we're expecting a really, really entertaining weekend. But listen, Callum, thanks for joining us, and enjoy the rest of the week around the Northwest 200, and the very best to you and to Rachel. I know you have a big few weeks coming up, so the very best over the next few weeks as well, and we'll be talking to you soon in Donegal.
Thank you very much, Oshie. Much appreciated.